Hi everybody, my name is Gregor Wolbring and I'm with the University of Calgary Community Rehabilitation and Disability Studies Program in Canada. First, let me thank the organizers for inviting me, and I want to thank Eric for his comments on my earlier attempts of this talk. Although the event is about autism prevention as a possible goal, indicated by certain language in the 2030 document Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, my talk will try to go beyond, as I think the sentence in question of the 2030 document can be applied to various ability differences, and as such, the concern you have should be shared by other disability rights groups and other justice groups. The 2030 document contains quite a bit of language that allows for the importance of the social situation of disabled people and other ability diverse people, such as the premise of the 2030 Agenda to respect, protect, and promote human rights and fundamental freedoms for all without distinction of any kind, that people who are vulnerable must be empowered, and the goal empower and promote the social, economic, and political inclusion of all. However, there's also wording that seems to go against the very sentiment of what I stated. The sentence in question is, we are committed to the prevention and treatment of non-communicable diseases, including behavioral, developmental, and neurological disorders, which constitute a major challenge for sustainable development. This sentence is problematic. Alistair spoke about the issues for autistic people in relation to the sentence, where of course a battle is underway as to whether it's a disorder, disease or not. The developmental would cover every learning disability, would cover also Down syndrome, and there's of course also a battle underway whether Down syndrome should be prevented and whether it's a disease. As written, the sentence also raises questions from the point of the psychiatric survivor movement. As written, the sentence even raises the question, what is really a non-communicable disease? Given that cardiovascular disease, cancer, respiratory disease, and diabetes account for 82% of all non-communicable disease deaths, and that the main risk factor of non-communicable disease are tobacco use, physical inactivity, the harmful use of alcohol, and unhealthy diet, they could have mentioned that here if they wanted to make a case for the impact of non-communicable diseases on sustainable development. As we have two flavors of how to deal with disabled people in the document, and in the end, ability diverse people, in essence, anyone who can be seen as diseased. One flavor is in sync with the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability goal of bettering the social situation of disabled people. However, the other flavor is about prevention and treatment, whereby it's not clear what the scope of prevention and treatment is, what the scope even of disease is, and it's also clear that most disabled people could be classified as impaired, as having a disorder, and as such would be covered by that sentence. Given the constantly changing and diverging idea of what entails the disease, it's even not clear what in the future would be covered under the sentence. Therefore, it seems adamant that a general discussion has to take place as to what is a disease, what should be prevented and treated, who is the one having the power to make the decision, and what type of prevention and treatment are within the scope of the 2030 agenda? Does it include genetic elimination, somatic gene interventions, germline genetic intervention? Is it about setting a social structure which leads to lifestyle changes? The use of prevention and treatment of non-communicable diseases, including behavioral, development, and neurological disorders, without any qualifiers, suggests certain form of ableism. The negative treatment of biological entities not fulfilling ability expectations exhibited by the originator of this language. We need the ability to behave in certain ways. We have to have certain cognitive abilities and new abilities. It leaves the 2030 agenda wide open to a form of ableism that perpetuates a negative view and negative treatment of ability differences, something which disempowers disabled people, including autistic people, and anyone else not fitting ability expectations, which makes all of them more vulnerable and seems to counter the goal of promoting the social, economic, and political inclusion of all. In the discussion forum Disability and the Post-2015 Development Goal Agenda, which took place in 2013, many questioned the prevailing medical model of disability, which was seen as detrimental to being included in development and other processes. This imagery are detrimental to disabled people, including autistic people, taking part in sustainable development discourse as normal citizens. The impact of the imagery of disabled people, including autistic people, and the presence of the two flavors of how to deal with disabled people, including autistic people, will play itself out in many areas of the 2030 agenda. One such area is agenda setting, vision of utility, priority of projects, and governance of science, technology, and innovation. Words only starting with tech are 57 times in the 2030 document. Words starting with SZIEN are 27 times and INNO 22 times. The Solution Summit was described as a catalytic gathering that took place on Sunday, 27th September 2015 at UN headquarters in New York to turn attention towards breakthrough solutions for achieving the new Sustainable Development Goal, and as marking the beginning of a long-term grassroots effort to lift up exceptional innovators, technologists, engineers, scientists who are developing solutions that address one or more of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. 838 submissions were received from more than 100 countries, words starting with DISAB, so covering disability, disabled people, people with disability, were mentioned 121 times. Many of the submissions exhibited problematic aspects for disabled people around language and focus and assumptions. The technology facilitation mechanism to support the Sustainable Development Goals is said to be based on a multi-stakeholder collaboration between member states, civil society, the private sector, the scientific community, United Nations entities, and other stakeholders. Question is, how strong will groups presented that question the negative image of disabled people? Given that agenda setting, vision of utility, priority of project, and governance of science, technology, and innovation is so much impacted by how we view disabled people, in the end, by how we view ability differences, what is their influence on the agenda setting, vision of utility, priority of projects, and governance of science, technology, and innovation in relation to the 2030 agenda in general? Which flavor of disability has an influence? What is needed is a questioning of who has the power to set ability expectation, the oppression linked to various ability expectation. And what is needed is the development of ability expectation narrative that allows for the 2030 agenda to succeed without exhibiting ability expectation discrimination towards groups such as autistic people and other disabled people to the detriment of their well-being. Thank you very much. Goodbye.